Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is September 28, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com. And welcome everyone to Divinely Directed. We do this every month or two. And this is where we relax and the divine takes care of everything after we get our setup done. So I want to thank everyone who's here at this very moment. Thanks for being here, Beverly and Brian, Carmen, Deanna, Eric, Jeannie, Joanne, Laura, Renate, Sandrea, Susie, and James. And James, I don't recognize you. James, if you've been here before, let me know. In fact, I'm going to allow, the reason I'm asking is because if someone is new on the call, then I'll explain more than I would otherwise. So James, if you wouldn't mind, just let me know, are you brand new or have you been on our calls before? I apologize if you've been here and I haven't noticed. And you can type that in the chat or you can just unmute yourself and speak. So either way. And if you prefer not to, that's okay too, because James is staying silent. So James, I'll assume that you're familiar with what we do, but if not, let me know and I'll be a little more detailed in my explanation. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, just trying to help you out here. I've been listening for years, okay. Cool. All right. Thank you. And if this is the James who's James and Cass, then I apologize. I know about you, but I just don't recall seeing the standalone name James much. Okay. Thanks. Okay. Better safe than sorry. All right. So after our stumbly start, let's get in our groove. So as always, we're going to start with calling in the container, getting our beautiful allies on board, doing embodied awakening invocation, getting awake, and then we'll just go passive and everyone will get what they need. So I invite everyone to relax and just be present, feel your vibe. Everything I say, by the way, applies equally if you're on the recording as if you're on the live call. And I invite you to relax and be passive. I'm going to call the energies in. If you feel energy moving inside you, just feel it. If you don't, feel your breath come and go passively. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakota Inti Kuiti. Feels good already. Okay, to prime myself, I call in my own embodied awakening. I call in maximum unconditional love, Christ consciousness, and service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. Good. For everybody, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining Ascended Masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. we call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, container's good. Now, anyone who would like to invite any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you are welcome to do that now. This is whether you're live or on the recording. So we'll leave a moment for those extra helpers to join us. Feeling really nice to have those beautiful extra allies. We'll leave just a moment longer to receive them. There we go. Thank you all very much. Okay, now I'm going to lead you all in embodied awakening as usual. So please repeat after me, speaking to your higher self: maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go and become very passive. If you feel energy coming into your physical body, just feel it passively. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control. As usual, the guidance is, please don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. If you get distracted, just relax back into your chosen focus, energy or breath. The distractions in the background, fine. Let it do its thing back there. Just keep focusing on sensation. And use the least effort needed to even feel energy or breath, even if that's no effort at all. So as much of that as you want to throw in the pile. And when it's working, then you kind of easily move into embodied awakening. Your higher self does it for you. You just allow it. And the upshot is no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. And wow, a lot of us are there already. I am fortunate that I'm able to feel the overall vibe of everyone, whether you're live or on the recording, somehow magically beyond time and space. And we are holding a real good container. Remember that there are no spectators here, only participants. No one's in the bleachers. Everyone is on the field, even if you're on the recording. So realize if you're hearing me right now, you are contributing to the space. And that's why I request that you only do this and not do anything else at the same time. Act like you're right here in the room with me, please. And if you have to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field. No problem. We've got a good container, folks. Y'all went in there real nice and easy. Well done. All right, allies. Tonight's call is divinely directed. That means it's up to y'all. So allies, we ask that each person who is part of this experience, whether they're live or on the recording, please give them whatever serves highest good. Whether that's awakening or healing or some inner experience, whatever it may be. Y'all know best. And we ask that the humans receive that now. As always, we know that you will never exceed their capacity. That means nobody's going to get overwhelmed. So we don't mind it being intense, allies, but as always, no overwhelm, please. That means you humans can relax with full everything, just relax all the way. There's nothing to be worried about here. You're safe. You're not going to get too much of anything, just the right amount. It might be intense, it won't be too much. So, especially on a divinely directed call, everyone's going to have a unique experience, healing, awakening, whatever, and just be with whatever's happening. I highly recommend just be present with whatever's happening and don't wish it was any different. Just be content with exactly what's happening right now. I can assure you the incredible intelligence and wisdom of these allies knows exactly what you need far better than your human self does. So even if what they're giving you isn't what you thought you wanted, I promise you it is what you most need. So let's all relax and just allow. There may be extended periods of silence. In which case, don't worry, I'm still there with you energetically. I may or may not be guided to create any live music. I will if I'm called, I won't if I don't. So just relax, be open to the experience, and let's take this ride. Oh, and they're reminding me to tell you, if you're on the archive, you can do the same event over and over again, and you'll have a different experience every time. This is true of most of our events. You're a different person every time you show up to the same recording. The allies are always there in real time helping you. So it's pretty much impossible to have the same experience twice. You might think, oh, I've got an archive at this point with almost 500 events, but given the variance of repeating, it's really an infinite number of events. So forgive the tangent. You can come back now and just be with whatever's happening. I feel my body really going through a lovely transformation. Definitely feel now more like energy than flesh. starting to feel some heavy energy draining out the feet. Typically, my experience is happening to a lot of other people too. I sort of get the composite effect of the group. However, if I'm describing something that is not your experience, please make no effort to match what I'm saying. Just be with whatever's happening for you. We're all about just letting go and letting the divine do it for us here. Yeah, pretty blissful. Feels like some of you folks are getting more acquainted with yourself as a light body than perhaps you're accustomed to. If so, just relax into that experience. One thing I can tell you for sure, you would not be presented with an inner world experience unless you were ready for it. So if something's happening that feels a little, you know, a little off-putting, a little intense, it is absolutely perfect. And you are ready for it, whether it's, you know, an ecstatic quantum leap or some kind of challenge, it's all only available because you are in fact prepared. And the strategy is pretty much the same. Just relax and be present with whatever's happening. There's nothing you have to decide or make happen. In the inner worlds, it's all self-guiding and spontaneous. So just be with whatever it is, and everything will unfold totally for highest good. Yeah, I'm being shown a lot of healing allies coming in and giving some wonderful healing to folks. So if you're among them, just relax and experience that. Remember that every time you allow healing to happen, it peels a layer off that great onion of consciousness and takes your awakening even deeper. For most of us, there's no bottom to that awakening in this lifetime. It gets better and better. My body's starting to shake a little bit. If that happens to you, it's fine. If you shake, tremble, vibrate, it's perfect. If you cry or make sound, it's perfect. No one can hear you on this call because everyone's muted but me. If your body wants to move or shake, if you want to get up and start moving around to release energy or move energy in some way, it's perfect. I just ask that you not cause harm to you or anyone else. Other than that, go for it. There's a lovely new energy coming in. Just relax and let that saturate you. Again, remembering that caveat, if your experience is not what I'm describing, just go with what's happening for you. Yeah, there's a pretty significant shift happening for a lot of us right now. You're going to become something that's not really human, much more a being of light than a being of flesh. So if you're willing, allow that transition, relax into it. So, you know, like I'm feeling heaviness coming up my feet. There's heavy energy releasing that is some kind of resistance to this process. Just relax. Know that you are so much more than human. That's just the tiniest tip of your iceberg. The vast majority of you is all these beautiful beings of light. Or if you prefer, one being with all sorts of different illusory appearances. Depends on how you look at it. But whichever of those illusory beings you're experiencing, just relax into that. Mm-hmm. New frequency coming in again. Yeah, there's a nice saturation of the body here. All sorts of blessings and benefits are being given in this process. But for the most part, they're not anything your human part can understand. This is way above the human's comprehension level. So what I've learned to do is just, I feel stuff happening. It's obviously good because of the vibration I feel. And I just say, I can never understand it. I just allow it and receive a benefit beyond my comprehension. In time, as I awaken more deeply, I may begin to comprehend it at its level, not mentally, not intellectually, but experientially. If that doesn't make sense to you, you will understand it once you get to that level. As I love to say, a level cannot comprehend a level beyond itself. So just enjoy where you're at. Interesting. There's a new vibration trying to come in, but it's being blocked. So that means one of us who's hearing my voice is blocking it. I don't know if you're live or on the recording, but whoever you are, the usual ways that a member will block the group's experience is they're either trying to do something through willpower or they're distracted. They're not fully present with what we're doing and just being fully passive. So whoever you are, I have no idea, but I just know the field isn't receiving it. Please give us your full attention and please relax into full passivity, and that will take care of it. There we go. Thank you very much. Ooh, now it's getting really nice. Relax into that deeper level of bliss if you're feeling that. Now the energy is getting a little intense and for some a little uncomfortable. There's definitely some clearing happening. So it's like they've given us a nice little bliss ride for a while. They're saying, now we're going to turn it up a little bit and focus on some heaviness that is blocking your receipt of further nice energy. We got to help you flush this to give you more good stuff. So as you feel discomfort in your body or your energy field, please just relax into experiencing that. Remain passive. And the allies will take that out for you. Remember, you'll get the best bang for your buck at this event. If you don't initiate from ego, if you don't try to help in any way other than holding passive awareness. Please let our divine helpers do everything for us. They're happy to do it, and they're better at it. Okay, well done. So now there's a new vibration becoming available. Since we were willing to let that old heavy layer clear, this feels quite distinctly different than anything we've done on the call so far. It's beyond language, but just relax into it and feel it. What I can say about it is it's a very fast, intense vibration. If it made a sound, it would be a hum. So become the hum. Just relax into this intense wave pattern of vibration. Oh, lovely. And the intensity is falling, and now we're opening into just a field of just peaceful, calm energy. There's a vibration here too, but it's very subtle, very calm and idyllic compared to what we just passed through. Just relax, become this beautiful, peaceful field of energy. The others are saying, we're having fun. Thanks for taking this ride with us. There's been times I've heard the allies just laughing and having a big party up there. So they like to enjoy themselves, and what we're doing right here is very much their idea of a good time. Now I'm feeling sort of a both and, very potent energy field, and there's also heavy energy draining out my feet. As it often does, this higher vibration, this new frequency, clearing space for itself, releasing an old lower vibration energy that it can't coexist with. All for the good. That's a sweet vibration. I'm feeling it mostly in my head. It's like saturating my brain system. Just relax into it. You're seeing a little nausea in the mix there. Thank you, allies. Thanks for bringing up whatever needs to clear. And now the shake and flush. New frequency again. Just relax into this different experience of you as a being of energy. How do I describe this? I can't. Just know something different's happening. I am feeling it heart chakra up, but I don't have words for the phenomenon. And there's another shift, very deep, very still. And they're inviting everyone now to go completely passive. They're saying everyone is very securely held in the field. If you're willing, just chill to zero effort and exist, please. Yet another subtle shift. Just go with it. I apologize. I can't describe a lot of this more explicitly, but it's just, there's just literally no words. But I can be there with you. Another really lovely shift right there. It's very subtle and ecstatic. Some are resisting it because it feels kind of foreign. I invite you once again to just relax completely, allow the experience that's happening. And the allies promise once again, they'll only give you as much of it as you are ready for. If you resist, you'll get much less, and he'll restrict everybody else too. So please relax, open to it, and I guarantee your safety. Thank you. Thank you. And when I make comments like that, there's no shame, no blame. I've done it so many times myself. How to stay open to things that are unusual and uncomfortable is something that is learned over time. Not everyone nails it right up front. I certainly didn't. Very blissful. Thank you. Please check if you're really at zero effort. If not, then relax into that the best you can. Thank you. That's making possible what the allies are wanting to do now. It's really been a smorgasbord of frequencies tonight. No one is lasting very long before the next one shows up. It's really beautiful. The others are saying, that's about enough. They're sensing some of us are getting fatigued and are about at our limit. So they're saying, okay, let's wrap it up. So you may notice the intensity is decreasing. You're becoming more aware of your physical body again. So we'll just leave them a moment. They always make a gradual transition because they want to make sure that they can integrate as much of these higher frequencies into our physical bodies as possible so we can, you know, have a permanent upgrade and be operating at a higher baseline than before. And of course, that process just goes on and on and on as long as you're awakening. You really get that life is just process. There is no ultimate end at all. Even the point of physical death is just another transition. So you learn how to enjoy the journey. And for me, nothing is more fun or satisfying than service aligned with what I'm here to do. It feels like we're settled into our bodies, but it feels so different than when we left. So just feel the new reality of your own physical body, how much more it feels like energy. And we do this kind of thing so frequently, and yet it always feels fresh and different. Feels pretty good. We're going to spread the wealth around to other beings, and rather than being diminished by this, our own experience will actually be amplified because whatever you give, you receive energetically. So, allies, please radiate the good medicine we've created with our event. And please spread it around to all other beings who will be served by it for their highest good. Thank you. So we humans now don't do anything except remain passive still, and the allies are now radiating that energy out, and of course being the extraordinary agents that they are, service agents, they're sending those frequencies to exactly only to those beings who can be helped by them. Done. Thank you, allies. Yeah, in my book I'm about to release, I had a little section I just added where I said, I was talking about the hollow reed invocation where you flow energy to others, or rather let the allies flow it through you, or your higher self flow it through you. And I said at the end, you know, you can get so good at this that after a while, after a period of time, you can flow as much helpful energy in 5 seconds as you once were able to flow in 5 minutes. And that the rapidity of what we just did kind of reminded me of that. I spread a lot of amazing energy out really fast. All right. Time to sing the directions and wrap it up.
Pachamama Mama Kiya. Wirakocha Inti Kwichi
Whoa, thank you, allies. That feels so amazing. Wow. Allies, thanks. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with anyone who's been part of this for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? And that completes our formal process. Nice. There will, of course, be lots of afterglow. And anyone who now wishes to can unmute themselves by clicking that little mic icon or type in the chat. If you have anything you want to ask or say or whatever, like everyone's on a computer tonight or a device, no phones, so just click that icon if you want, and the floor is open. Laura types, wow, that was amazing with lots of different and interesting sensations. At one point, I had a visualization of feathers floating around a wooden pillar. Thank you all. Thanks for that great feedback, Laura. Yeah, they had, like I said, it was all smorgasbord tonight. So many different interesting sensations. Anybody else have a question or comment? Susie types, adding to it, Department of Transportation started paving my street early on, and there were sirens going close by for the whole duration, both lowered intensity as you closed the vessel. Interesting. We kind of had our own Department of Transportation, didn't we? But we were working inner realms as opposed to paving streets. Pancha Avatar, hi.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm afraid your audio sounds terrible again.
I'll call on the phone.
Yeah, come back because I know you can sound better than that. Thank you. All right, anybody else while Pancha Avatar is redoing his communications? Pancha Avatar, you're back.
Are you back yet?
A little bit. I can understand you better. Go ahead.
That was like going to Blue Moon Bakery in Asheville, North Carolina on a Sunday morning, having fresh made bread with butter and coffee. And
Pancha Avatar, I'm sorry. It's sounding terrible again, so I don't know. what you did previously to sound good, but it's not happening, and I can't understand you. So,
thank you.
Sorry, I don't want to put the members through having to struggle to understand something that isn't understandable. Thank you. All right, we love our brother Pancha Avatar. So, with any luck, he'll be able to come back in a moment with a clear channel. Anybody else have a question or comment?
Hi, Benjamin.
Deanna, hi.
This is very interesting. It was very high and very sweet with intermittent sessions of healing that I felt physically. But I'm remaining with ice cold feet. And I've got socks on. I'm curled up in a blanket and they're like two icebergs sitting at the bottom of my legs.
Fascinating.
Very interesting, and I haven't had this before.
I have no explanation.
Yeah. I normally I'll feel, you know, as energy leaves, I'd feel it as heat, and this is the opposite.
Huh. Yeah, all I can say in response is, especially when I do ayahuasca ceremonies, there's times when I can alternate between really cold and really hot in different parts of my body. I know that sometimes we're in some kind of process where, you know, variation of heat or cold is part of what happens for reasons I frankly don't understand. So as long as you're not in actual physical danger, I would just go with it and see what happens. If anyone else is getting a channeling as to why she might be having super cold feet, jump in. But I don't have a clue. I'm so sorry I can't give you a better answer than that, Deanna.
Yeah, it just feels like it's significant, but I have no explanation. So.
Well, for what it's worth, I know it's not a very satisfying answer, but sometimes there is no explanation. The allies are doing what
they need to do. That's not satisfying at all.
I know, isn't it? How frustrating that you would tell me that. But
yeah.
Sometimes that just seems to be how it is for me. I've actually had to adjust to just not even worry about it. It's okay. That's a mystery, but it's a good outcome. So I'm okay.
Yeah.
As long as
yeah.
I'm not suffering like permanent damage, then it's all good. You know?
Right. Thank you.
If I get an insight, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thanks, Deanna. Okay, we got some typing. Beverly types, some of the energy felt otherworldly, very strong and wonderful. Congrats on your masterpiece of a book, by the way. Absolutely amazing writing and energy tonight as well. Thank you for all you do. Obviously, she's on the team who's read it in advance to get ready to post the review on Amazon. Thanks, Beverly. And Pancha Avatar did type. He says, thank you, like eating fresh-made bread with butter and raspberry jam. So yummy. Thank you. Oh, what a beautiful analogy. Thank you, Pancha Avatar. Beautiful feedback. Joanne, hi.
Hi. I had just one kind of a question in the back of my head. I don't know if that's a vagus nerve or what's back there, but periodically, like tonight, I noticed I didn't want to lay on my back for real long and have my head down on a pillow.
Right.
So I turned and I laid on my side, but it feels like I can feel energy going in my head around my crown and my sides. But I'm thinking, what is going on at the back of my head? Is it the vagus nerve? What is it actually there? It feels uncomfortable to keep my head on the pillow when we're doing this tonight.
I don't have the vaguest idea.
Okay, I knew you were going to say that. Because all I can think of is, you know, how you have through your crown chakra, you receive energy, and often it flows down the back of your head, you know, as a channel, like a tube, and it goes through your, like me, it usually goes right to the middle of my body, like from my crown chakra, like a big tube down to the middle of my chakras. But this is, must be flowing back the back of my head. And okay, so
for what
feels
it's
like,
worth, I know you're struggling to understand it. What I just got intuitively is they were doing things to clear a blocked energy channel.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
They're not giving me any detail beyond that.
Okay. That's fine. Because it's like weird. It's like, you know how like when you're flying on an airplane and you sit for a while for the certain way, mm-hmm. and then you can't sit that way anymore and you've got to right. move, but there's nowhere to move. You know, it's like you don't want to go left or right. So it was like, what is going on in the back of my head is what I kept thinking. But okay, so that sounds fine.
Yeah. In future, if something like that happens, there's a couple of things you can do. One is, if it feels good to move your body in some way to help that do what it needs to do. Remember, no one is physically restrained. You can move all you want to during these calls.
Right, right, right. And so I actually did. Okay. Yeah.
The other is just to hold complete awareness wherever the unpleasant phenomenon is.
Yeah.
Just be completely 100% present with it with no resistance the best you can.
Okay.
And that often will scoot it along. Yeah.
Okay. Cause I was holding my attention on it thinking, what the heck is going on? Right.
Yeah.
And so I went and then I laid on my left side mm-hmm. almost for the rest of the call. And I was almost falling asleep. It was, you know, so then obviously I forgot about it in the back of my head. But, and then I also then moved and laid for a little bit on my right side, but mostly, and I just kind of like went out there, you know, pretty much went out there with it. But
yeah,
that was odd. Yeah.
They're good. Yeah. The nature of what we do, there are sometimes periods of discomfort. Sometimes there's even intense discomfort for a while.
Yes.
And they would never do that without good cause.
Yeah.
We're having it. Yeah. They're breaking something up. They are clearing something. They are transmuting something. They would never vindictively cause us any discomfort without having a reason for it.
Is my
experience. Yeah.
Right. In the last few days, I've had like this, I'll call it a headache, like at the top of my head, and it goes on for 3 days. Like it's like, wow. And it doesn't stop. It doesn't change. It continues.
Hmm.
So instead of doing any mental work, I've just kind of been blowing off the mental work, you know, because I'm wanting to do some numbers and I don't feel called to do the numbers. So so I thought something was already starting in my head, but then the back of my head tonight. So anyway, I just wanted to comment that my feet are not cold. None of my body is cold. I was going to say one thing to Diana. The hit I got was frozen in time. I guess I heard frozen in time.
Huh.
I don't know what that means to you. It's frozen in time. That's what I heard.
Well, I hope that whatever has some meaning for her. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it has meaning for her, but frozen in time is what I heard. So
thank you.
Anyway. Yeah. Thank you all. And I could have just fallen asleep after this whole thing. Oh. Actually, the energy was sweet tonight for me.
Yeah. Good. I'm so glad. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you. Thank you, dear.
Yeah. And thanks for being with us so consistently. Very grateful.
Thank you for this time. Okay.
Oh, my pleasure. And that's that. I spread out to everyone. There's just about everyone here is a regular. And like I've said so often, you all create a core team. And as a group, we hold incredible space. So it's all of us doing it together, as always. All right. So I'm feeling a little bit of wrap up vibe, but I want to see if there's any last questions or comments before we go that direction. And I'm suddenly being called up to thank my prior partner, Makisla, because before, under her influence, I would end one of these calls and just say, okay, we're done. Good night. Bye. And I'd be out. And it was her suggestion that we hang around for a while, let people ask questions and talk. And it's so rich and helpful that we do this. And I just want to thank her for initiating that years ago as something we now do routinely. Thank you, Makisla. All right. Any last anything before we wrap? Oh, Susie says still buzzing. Thank you all for the experience. You know what I say to that? If you're buzzing, just be. As long as it doesn't give you hives. All right. On those awful puns, we will close the container. Many blessings. Okay, it's Wednesday night, September 28th. Tomorrow night, the 29th, we do Ask Us Anything. So come on and hang out with us. Come if you have a question. Come if you think you might have some wisdom to share, because I might answer and someone else might. So 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. If you're able to join us live, it would be awesome. Thanks so much, everybody. Oh, and I'm going to just give you a sneak preview as I think about next month's events for October. The free event in the second half of the month is going to be a musical evening. Spirit Song can make it. That would be awesome, but at least it'll be me. And the whole event will be music, with and without guitar, whatever. And it'll be like a musically guided journey. So I got that idea, and I can't wait to do it. So something new to look forward to in October. But tomorrow night, ask us anything. Make it if you can. Many blessings to everybody. Deanna says, yay, looking forward to a musical evening. Me too. Be fun. And Laura says, me too. I'm glad there's excitement around the idea. That's a very encouraging. And good night. Good night.